Hello, Jane.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I have a driveway with retaining walls on either side.
Okay.
And my garage is underneath my house.
Yes.
Built in 1963. The stone is looking really dingy, as well as the grout or mortar, whatever you call that, between the stone.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of is to scrub it with bleach. But beyond that, is there anything I can do to make it look better? Is there any kind of coating or anything?
Are they in good shape? I mean,
well,
in other words, they're not. Are
there
they
are
not?
Some cracks, you know, a little bit between.
And you said these were stone walls, right?
Right.
Okay, but it's not bowed in. They're not ready to collapse.
No, they're not ready to collapse. No.
I would actually. The answer is yes. You bet you can clean them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably bring them back to almost original condition.
Okay.
I don't know that I would use chlorine bleach, although you can try.
Okay.
I sell a really neat product called Stain Solver that's non-toxic.
Okay.
And it's just it's an oxygen bleach. It's a powder you mix with water.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it sometimes to clean. My driveway, for example, I've got a big silver maple tree next to my garage. And the concrete apron, when those leaves fall in the fall, it produces like a tannin, like a dye.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it stains my driveway, and it just looks horrible,
mm-hmm.
my concrete apron. And my Stain Solver, if you put it on there and leave it long enough, it just makes the concrete look brand new.
Wow.
So your stone walls, what have happened is over the years, I'm sure they have a little bit of algae, a little bit of it might even have a little bit of mold growing
yeah.
on them. And, you know, it just gets
so.
And it just gets dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just take some of my oxygen bleach, mix it up, spray it like on a 2-foot by 2-foot section, leave it on there for a good hour, but making sure you keep it wet with the solution. You don't
mm-hmm.
want it to evaporate. Then
mm-hmm.
come back and just lightly scrub it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you it looks just dramatically better.
Okay,
so,
where can I buy this?
I really only sell it online.
Okay.
Do you have access to the web?
Yes.
Yes, stainsolver.com, stainsolver.com.
Okay.
Or oxygenbleach.com. And it's got like 100 other uses around the house. I mean, I have a ton of people who buy it for their laundry, and we use it to clean all the floor, the grout in our kitchen floor. I mean, you just mix the solution up, pour it onto the floor, and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of a neat product. So anyway, so I know that'll work. The last resort would be to pressure wash it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do that, but I'm not. I mean, and that would be one. The only thing that the only danger you would have is that if the person who built the wall didn't use the right mixture in the sand and cement,
mm-hmm.
that you could actually erode the mortar between the stones. You'd have to just be kind of careful.
Right.
But that would be your last resort.
Okay.
I know that'll work, but
mm-hmm.
but. You can also damage the wall if you're not careful.
Okay.
All right, Jane, anything
All right.
else?
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day.